Blogging, a form of writing for the web, has really taken off in the past decade. Some blogs function as personal online diaries, while others provide commentary or news on a particular subject, like travel or politics. For science blogger Danielle Lee, blogging is a way to reach out to young people in inner-city communities and get them interested in science. Lee started blogging about science in 2006 while she was getting her doctorate in animal behavior at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. In her blog, Urban Science Adventures, Lee uses text and photographs to explain what she calls science you can see right outside your back door, even if you live in the city.
So I focus on urban ecology and all those different ways to access environmental science and conservation and biology, but through accessible, you know, wildlife watching in your neighborhood parks or backyard.
Lee says her blog entries often grow out of conversations she has with her friends. She says she recently got a text message asking her to identify an animal based on a photograph of its feces.
This big pile of poop. And I was like, are those berries? And they're like, I think so. I said, well, take the picture again next to a ruler or something for scale.
Lee says after a little more investigating, she figured out that scat sample had to belong to a raccoon. She says being a scientist is a lot like being a detective.
It is a lot like being a detective. I tell people that all the time. It's exactly what science is. It's like you get to answer all your own questions and figure things out. Yeah.
But Lee doesn't just blog about urban ecology. She also writes another blog called Southern Playalistic Evolution Music.
It is a blog about evolutionary biology where everything's explained with rap songs. I call it evolutionary science remixed with fat beats.
For example, Lee says she's used rap to explain an evolutionary concept called EPC, or extra pair copulation.
Extra pair copulation is when a couple, the male or female, one or both of them might step out on their relationship for copulations outside. Sometimes they have babies and sometimes they don't, but it's really, really common in birds.
Lee says scientists used to think birds were monogamous. Turns out, they're not.
Starting in the late 80s, once we could start actually doing, you know, genetic testing, we found out that it was all types of hanky-panky going on out there. And so extra pair copulations, I thought, was a really good principle to explain with Naughty by Nature song, you know, with OPP.
In case you haven't heard that one, it goes like this. OPP stands for Other People's Property. The song is all about people in relationships cheating on each other, sort of like extra pair copulation.
And as I listened to the song, I thought, that's really it. You know, if you didn't understand what EPCs were, that song is a complete and thorough explanation of OPP. You know, the EPC, so you know what EPCs? Yeah, you know me.
Lee says she blogs for what she calls the underrepresented. She says being African American has helped her reach a different audience than most science bloggers do.
I'm really good at helping people find their on-ramp to science, and I enjoy that. And I think that has to do with my personal interest in working with what I call the least likely candidate students, because I myself was a least likely candidate student.
She says African Americans and inner city youth in general face many educational barriers.
You may be encouraged to go to school, but you're not given a lot of direction as to, you know, how to pursue particular careers, particularly in science and engineering. There aren't a lot of role models. So that's why I do my outreach, to let folks see, one, a different face of science and to see different avenues into science.
Lee's outreach efforts recently got a big boost. In July, Scientific American invited Lee to join the magazine's diverse network of science bloggers, opening the door for her to reach an even bigger audience. For VOA News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis, Missouri.